The Wisconsin Fast Pitch Coaches Association has released the names of its All-State players. And quite an honor for Richland Center sophomore pitcher Kyrie Fisher. She just completed her sophomore year and makes the first team All-State for medium-sized schools, Divisions 2 and 3. Congratulations to Kyrie Fisher and her coach, Jamie Gander. Second team All-Conference from the area and teams that played this year on WRCO, Riley Weaver of Adams Friendship. Honorable mention players, McKenna Kersenlohr of Adams Friendship. Small school All-State softball players include first team members Tenley Bachup, a sophomore from Mineral Point, Kiana Fuhrer, a senior at Fenimore, Eliza Gordon of Barneville, a junior, Bria Gruen, a senior from Royal, Maddie Cabot, a Mineral Point senior, along with teammate Austie Kinch, who is a sophomore. Second team All-Conference members include Hannah Esch, senior from Barneville, Addie McNett, a senior from Belmont, along with her teammate Carson Raymaker, a junior, and Jaden Schultz, a senior this past season for Mineral Point. Honorable mention All-State softballers include Lexi Rickers, a junior from Belmont, and the premier award winners this year, Betsy Palicka, a sophomore from Sussex Hamilton, Division II, Madison Babcock, a junior Fox Valley Lutheran, Division III, Hallie Casperi of Lomira, a senior, Division IV, Tenley Bachup, Mineral Point sophomore named as a premier player of the year, and Division V, Raya Cabellas, a senior from Allman Bancroft. The umpire of the year, Kendra Whithouse, and the coach of the year, Kaylee Gendrich of Sussex Hamilton, according to the Wisconsin Fast Pitch Coaches Association rankings. Night League home talent baseball last night. Mazamania 9-1 win against Sauk Prairie. Wisconsin Dells 7-2 over Dodgeville. And it was Arena getting the win against Cazenovia. That final score was 6-4. Lots of home talent games this weekend. Tomorrow afternoon, Muscadet travels to Ridgeway. That is a 1 o'clock start time for that. And Wisconsin Dells will play at Cross Plains tomorrow afternoon at 4. The traditional Sunday games include Cazenovia at Sauk Prairie, Reedsburg at Mazamani, Lodi at Black Earth, Pine Bluff Mount Horeb at Scholesburg Benton, Belleville at Dodgeville, and Arena travels to Argyle, Blanchardville at Verona, Monona at DeForest, and Columbus at Sun Prairie among the local home talent baseball games. Co-ed Bear Valley softball last night, week 7 of games. In the 6:30 showing, it was Bearvale Farms defeating New York Life 6-1 with a balanced offensive attack and a strong defense. Jeremy Neef and Mac Neef each drove in two runs to lead Bearvale, while David Jones scored twice in the win. New York Life's lone run came in the second inning when Julie Lewis delivered an RBI single to score Matt Cole. One of the defensive highlights of the night belonged to New York Life catcher Nicole Gaudette with two outs and Bearvale looking to add on. Gaudette came through with back-to-back plays behind the plate to end the threat, flashing quick reactions and keeping your team within striking distance. Bearvale improves to 4-1. New York Life falls to 1-5. 7:30 game. Wallace Electric rolled to a 9-1 victory over Clary Memorial Funeral Home behind a powerful offensive performance. Reagan Sukla and Ross Gaston each scored twice to pace the attack, while Channing Brown launched the game's only home run to highlight the win. Clary Memorial Funeral Home avoided the shutout when Marcus McCauley scored on an RBI single by Cammy Pisculi, but Wallace Electric stayed in control from start to finish. Wallace Electric improved to 4-1. Clary Memorial Funeral Home fell to 3-2. In the 8:30 game, the free agents survived a back-and-forth battle, edging the Buffaloes 10-9. In the night's most exciting game, Bryant Fargin led the offense by scoring four runs, while Travis Lewis drove in four RBIs. Jacob Manning delivered the highlight of the night with an inside-the-park home run, racing all the way around after a pair of Buffalo outfield errors. Buffaloes kept the pressure on throughout the game behind a strong offensive showing. Brandon Maloney crossed the plate three times and blasted a home run, while Jordan Slaney added a home run of his own to fuel the comeback effort. Despite the power at the plate, the Buffaloes came up just one run short as the free agents held on for the victory. The free agents improved to 2-3. The Buffaloes fall to 3-2. That wraps up Week 7 of the season. Next Thursday features the makeup games from the Week 5 rainout, wrapping up the regular season before all seven teams shift their focus to tournament play. Every game next week will play a key role in determining the final tournament seeding in the Bear Valley Co-Ed League. On the state scene, join us for Brewer Baseball all weekend long, the Brewers versus the Cubs. On the place for local news and timeless hits, WRCE at 49-29. Milwaukee is 20 games over 500 for the first time. Yesterday in baseball, the Cubs were winners 4-3 over the Mets. Philadelphia 10-5 over Washington. Arizona at St. Louis was postponed. In the American League, Tampa Bay 13, Kansas City 2, Houston 2. 2-1 over Detroit, Texas 6, Toronto 5, Boston 6-3 over the Yankees, Pittsburgh 5, Seattle 1, and the Athletics were 9-6 winners over San Francisco. From the WNBA, Toronto 125, Los Angeles 97, Seattle 99, New York 88, and Las Vegas beat Dallas 99-84.